So, have you ever been through a night like this? Wondering if your life, if you're going to survive to eat breakfast in the morning? Well, next question. Do you have lions? What lions have you had in your life that God has saved you from? Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. I'm not saying that an angel didn't literally come and shut the lion's mouth of Daniel, but I know that in my own life, I've never personally seen angels. I've prayed to see angels a lot, but God hasn't blessed me with that yet in my life. I know there are a lot of situations, though, in my own life from which God has saved me, some large, most I didn't even realize were taking place. You ever known that? You ever reflected on your life to figure that out? You know, the funny thing was, like in my own life, as I think back, whenever I was 2 years old, I was run over by a tractor. I was ran over this leg and up and over my head. And in the early service, about this time, Mary, the church's director of caring minister, went like this. And I said, yeah, now you know. Now you know what's going on. But, you see, a lot of two-year-olds die every day in this world. You know, the battle I fought my whole life wondering why in the world did I survive? Why is that? Hundreds and thousands of two-year-olds and children die every day. Why in the world? The theological battle that I went through with that question my whole life is something else. Then in college, you know, I don't know, I hope all of you have this, and maybe it was from the tractor running over me, but I always had this voice in my head. This voice that told me not to go here or to only go this far. You know what I'm saying? That voice that always kind of kept me away from trouble. I didn't ask for it, and to be honest with you, sometimes I wish I didn't have it. But I did, and now I'm grateful. Now I'm grateful. Or before going into the ministry, I was a chemist in Miami, but we lived in Miami, Oklahoma, but we lived in Altamont, Kansas, where Jamie was teacher, and I had an hour's drive. And next week, the sermon title is Bodybuilders, and I'm going to be talking to you about the days whenever I was a bodybuilder, and then I got married and started driving the 2 hours a day that I worked out, and that bodybuilding went somewhere else. But drove an hour each way, and this guy coming through an intersection T-boned me at 70 miles an hour. The car flipped 3 times. It was July and hot, and of course they had the air conditioner going, so all the windows exploded out of it, right? Unfortunately, I got scalped. That's one thing I didn't need. But, you know, I didn't think much about it whenever the ambulance came and all that. I looked, and the right side of the car was right here at this elbow. And the first thing I said is, praise God, Jamie wasn't with me. It would have not been a very pretty sight if that were the case. But then, you know, whenever after you're done at the hospital and you go back to the junkyard and get the car, and I just began weeping because where I was sitting, there was just a box there. It's amazing. I mean, the car was in a U shape, but there was a box there where I was sitting. And you know, you go, dear Jesus, what is this all about? Many people die every day in car accidents. Why didn't I? You see, this isn't about me. The question is, and the point is, how many times, these are just the mountaintops, how many times did God save me? And I thought it was me saving myself.